Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yes, have confirmed Buffalo +1.5 still to this day and this moment here on DraftKings, is at least where I looked at it. I told Mac during the break, I'm not putting a cent on that game. I had a buddy last night, he's like, gun to your head, who do you take, Buffalo, Baltimore? I was like, I don't want anything to do with that game. I want to watch it, and I don't want to bet it. I'll prop the hell out of the Chiefs game if you want. I'll give you my prop bets on Friday. Nobody cares about your bets, Dusty. You can hear Bob in my head. But again, oh, there you go. Just talked about that game earlier.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, those sick jerseys. There was red in those. I thought so.
Oh, yeah. The red is on the tower or whatever. Yeah. The oil tower.
Oil tower. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have a discussion about that tomorrow because I am super confused because I asked Alex and Cody, who are out there in the bullpen, I'm like, are we really talking about who's playing left tackle? And Alex is like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand it. He's like, but they are saying there are. And I was like,
who's they?
And Cody said, Nate Taylor brought it up. He said, Andy Reid addressed it last week that if like he's our left tackle and he's healthy, like he should play. It's like, I just, come on now. Right? I just don't understand that.
Yeah. I don't know. They found something that works. There's not enough time. Like, I get it. If there was more time, yeah, DJ Humphreys, the ceiling's there. You want Joe Tooney, the best left guard, to stay at the best left guard. But we're here. It's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever. I just feel like that's a nonsensical conversation. But are they having that? And if they are having that conversation, I'm never going to really doubt Andy and company. I'm sure it's been talked about. Like, what do we want to do at left tackle this week? Is Humphreys ready to? Mm-hmm. I forgot about that guy, to be quite honest with you. I mean, if you polled a bunch of Chiefs fans right now, who's DJ Humphreys? I'm sure a lot of them will go, remind me who that guy is again. Like he hasn't done anything. And this isn't the time of the year to say, all right, there's a guy who we got off the couch in, you know, December, then got hurt, hasn't played. Things have been working right now. And that, like, there are just certain things you don't mess with, man. And offensive line continuity at this point in the season just isn't one of those things you mess with. To me, it almost sounds like there are way too many people that have nothing else to do that they're coming back to this one, because this wasn't even a topic in my lexicon, my world, that like somebody else other than Joe Tooney would be playing left tackle this week.
Because what it is, Wednesday on Arrowhead time, so yeah. Andy, Patrick, and somebody else will talk. I assume probably Kelsey today. I don't know for a fact on that. I just assume, like, normally every Wednesday it's head coach, quarterback, and player.
Right.
And it's normally if it's playoffs or it's a big game, they'll have like Jones up there, or they'll have like, you know, Kelsey, or maybe they'll have D-Hop because of obviously the
Houston
matchup.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, it is tough. It is tough. But I do have a hypothetical that I
mean, it's like taking your closer and saying, you know what, in the World Series, we're not using Wade Davis this year.
Or, I mean, look how it happened to Ned. They're like, we're going to put Yordano Ventura in the sixth.
That was a planned out thing. Just like it went wrong. Don't mess with success.
Just let it be. Let it be. I know he throws fast. I know he throws heat. Just not in that inning. Not in that moment. Not
James
in that time.
James Shields could have gone six. We wouldn't have been in that.
That is true.
But it also may have taken away the greatest game we ever did see.
That is also fair. Better game. Wild card game. 13-second game.
Oh, it's a wild card game.
I don't know if I can call that one.
Yeah, wild card game is the greatest sporting event we've ever had in this town. I mean, that thing was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
It was 13-second
game, though, man. That was like, I think everybody had, everybody had the George Brett reaction in Arrowhead that George Brett had in Kaufman. Whenever there was like, you know, just, I don't know, more alcohol, like, please. Somebody says, it's Tuesday, Dusty. Press conference is tomorrow. No, it's not.
Thanks, Coach. It's not.
Thanks for listening.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday Arrowhead time.
Right. Because in Arrowhead World, it's Wednesday because they play Saturday.
Yep.
But thank you for jumping to your phone to correct us. Let me come down to your office and do the same to you, Chet.
Chet. And then we got to stop calling Charles Omenihu Chuck. I guess he goes by Chaz, according to the text line. I don't think he goes by Chaz.
No, but I do like Chaz. That's
I do like Chaz.
Yeah.
So hypothetical. I asked you guys this yesterday. 913-586-7965. Maybe I'm sick, and I'm okay with that. Maybe I'm twisted in the head. If somebody off the streets came up to you today and they said, you can't bet on it and you can't tell anybody, but I'll tell you who wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say yes or no?
I would ask him what kind of pills they're on. Because if somebody just comes up on the street, you know, rambling about the Super Bowl to me, it's either Binkley or somebody that's, you know, and I would say no. I don't want the answer at all to that question.
Yeah.
Because I like the emotion, the ups and downs, the ins and outs. You lose all that if you know who won.
100%. Yeah, I want the roller coaster ride, man. I want to be on the edge of my seat. I want to be anxious. I want to be, you know, the whole time, because that's what's going to happen.
I would say yes. Because here's why.
Okay.
I still don't know. Say they tell me the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and I'm like, all right.
You know, the next 3 weeks are going
to
suck.
They're not. I know I'm going to New Orleans. I know I'm going to see a victory of a Super Bowl parade. I don't know how they're going to win.
Or who.
I don't know why they're going to win. Or, like you said, who they're going to be. You could tell me in a movie, hey, this guy dies in the end. And a lot of people would be like, dude, what? And you'd be like, you just ruined the movie. No, you didn't. I don't know how he's going to die. I don't know where the movie's going to go. I'm going to sit back and watch it. Maybe they beat the Texans 31-28 with a miracle Patrick Mahomes play. And I'd be like, you know, I got to have the emotions of watching them do it, even though I knew who was going to win.
You knew they were going to win. But like, if I would have told you like Andy was going to escape from Shawshank, are you going to watch that movie? You know, like or we talked about it last week, The Sixth Sense. If you knew that going into the movie that, you know, Tom Cruise was dead, like, are you going to watch that movie? Like, I'm not interested in that
whatsoever. Because, like, you can still get emotional. It's like, what if you're watching the Super Bowl and it's like, because see, then it's like, so for me, and to bring it to reality, when I knew about the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones and I was watching it with four or five friends, I got to sit back and be like, this is going to be good. Like,
they're gonna
Chiefs down 28-0 in the Super Bowl. I'm like, just you wait. Why aren't you nervous, Dusty? I don't know. I trust Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Tell me if they won. Plus, I think it's prisoner of the moment. I'd like to know if they won the three-peat. I would hate to get all the way to New Orleans, and all of a sudden you get to the final.
Would you rather losing the AFC Championship game or losing the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because at least you got there.
Yeah, but.
Would you rather beat Baltimore or Buffalo?
I don't care.
Buffalo would be hilarious.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Because you beat Buffalo, then it's like, you know,
from a humor standpoint, yeah, of course, Buffalo would be. I don't care.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a lot of money 8-1-6 if you know, because you cannot bet and you cannot say a word.
That's right.
Those are the
stipulations. Because if you could gamble, yes. Of course, I'm going to take the answer. You know, I'll get Biff's almanac, but I don't want to know. Like, I like the emotion of the game. I like the standing and the edge of your seat and all of that kind of stuff and leading up to it, having the conversation.
Like when we tailgate this Saturday, Bob, just us being nervous, talking about what's going to happen today? Who do you think is going to do well? You know, just all
those
sorts of conversations.
Inviting himself to the tailgate.
This is playoffs, man. I don't know if you can.
No, Ralph already texted me. I'm good to go, man. I'm just kidding.
By the way, Mac's going to see if he can come to the tailgate. Did you already tell him he knows and he didn't?
Yeah. I mean, he just invited himself, so what the hell?
Playoff Bob is a lot cooler than regular season Bob, Mac. You know what I mean?
It elevates, yeah.
Yeah.
That guest list goes down.
Yeah. Really does. You got to keep the circle tight in the postseason.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No outside distractions.
Bob's going to walk to the opposite side of the parking lot, send a location, then go walk back to his tailgate. It's like, that'll buy us an hour without Mac.
Where are you?
Probably got to deal with this guy for 5 days a week, let alone not on a Saturday.
When we tailgate this weekend, like, he just invited himself to the bus. Ralph, can Mac come? Let me know.
It's funny. Oh, man. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, tell me about it. I mean, my mom, God rest her soul, when she would buy a new book, she'd read the last chapter.
Wow.
Almost every time.
Damn.
Do you even understand it, though?
Like, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, in a house far away, she finally settled down with Mike.
Right. Who's Mike?
Chapter one, birth.
You know? It's like, whoa, so much. That's interesting.
Somebody says they'd rather lose AFC game. A Super Bowl loss looks worse.
What? No, I don't know. I mean, I would rather.
What do you think's worse? Andy Reid going to 4 straight NFC Championship games and losing, or the Buffalo Bills going to 4 Super Bowls and losing?
4 Super Bowls.
Super Bowls.
And she got there.
Yeah, but I think for the three-peat thing, like any other year, I'd be like, yeah, fine. If you lose in the Super Bowl, no big deal. But I don't know that I'd be able to recover for a while if they get all the way to the Super Bowl and then lost. And I'm being serious, right? I don't know, like, mentally if I will be able to move forward from that. I think I'd have an easier time moving forward from an AFC title game loss than a Super Bowl loss because you're right there. You are right there. Like, even that Tampa Super Bowl, we came in the next day and we're like, all right, we got to move on. We're going to be fine. I still think about that damn game, you know, like,
So if they won the AFC Championship game and there's an envelope on the ottoman that says Super Bowl winner, would you still keep it sealed?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
Oh, yes. You wouldn't be tempted?
No. I'd be tempted, but I'm not looking.
No, I wouldn't be tempted at all. I like the unknown in sports.
Fair enough.
You know, there's not a lot of good unknowns in life. Everything in life that usually is unknown is a bad thing. There's no great surprises in life. Somebody had this conversation with me when we were pregnant with our first daughter, and they're like, are you going to find out what it is? We're like, I think so. I'm like, no, don't. There's not a lot of good surprises in life, right? Like, the Chiefs right now have been a great surprise. I'm not going to spoil that. I just don't want to spoil that. I want this ride to continue, not knowing, being there, talking about it, having the fun, and experiencing it and living it and then having that ending. I don't want the end. Like, we spoil everything in life right now, right? Everything's 20 seconds. Everything's red zone, which is why I think, as you brought up to start the show, which I think is a brilliant point.
Thank you.
That, you know, people don't like the NFL playoffs because we're so used to watching red zone, we don't see the bad football.
Clip, 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 clip.
Yeah. And so that's become like I don't need that for everything in life. I don't need a 20-second clip of my life right there and then move on.